What's wrong with your foot, dude? What are you doing?
Nothing's wrong with my foot. I'm just playing with my sock because it's like fell off.
He's got an injury. I'm healthy.
This fucking guy over here.
Injury?
Whoa, Bo Jackson.
So, are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid? Or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
This is my checker.
I want to.
How are you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not
feels
a second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No. You cannot buy the beer.
Beer! Close your eyes.
No. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
Dude, is it just me or does it seem like we haven't recorded in a really fucking long time?
It seems like a while.
It does.
It's one day, right? We only did one day, like.
Yeah, we did. We recorded last Wednesday.
Some of us care and grind, and we do shows last night.
You didn't do a show.
You really didn't. You just talked to somebody.
Tonto Goldstein's wife did a show.
It was beautiful. She was awesome.
She was awesome, actually. She did a good job.
Well, Lauren is awesome.
I'm excited about that.
No, I'm not.
I know you guys aren't, and I'm mad at you for that.
Okay. Well, be mad, motherfucker. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Hey, this is episode number 20.
21 and a half.
Two?
22?
Big 22. Big two.
Deuce.
All right, the deuce.
With us tonight, we have Charlie.
Hi, what's going on, everybody? It's good to see you.
Yeah. And I decided to...
And we have Joe over here.
I decided to show up as well. A little fun times. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You can hear... Talk about
for the holidays.
You can hear Scott over there eating pizza.
Hello.
Put that in your mouth, buddy.
That's it.
Oh. I want you to run over here and fucking take it out of my hand.
I know exactly what he tastes like.
Oh, that's a...
that was a great clip, Russ.
That's a good
that
sound bit.
That's one of my favorite... Oh, man.
Yeah.
So he got us with that little prank shit. Running.
Yeah, he did. He did.
He calls me next day. He's like, those guys didn't even know I was fucking joking.
Shout out to Russ.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I knew you were full of shit, but.
So Christmas took a little bit of a shit in your house, finally. It took you long enough.
Welcome.
It's three
as
days left.
As soon as you guys left,
Christmas.
I took everything down and it was all done within 10 minutes of you guys leaving.
You're such a fucking liar.
So mad at you guys.
That's your Christmas tree, huh?
That was Allie and I. We made that decision on a whim last night, actually.
Okay.
We were going for the full tree.
Now, what is that, 3.5 foot?
We couldn't find a really good tree that was even worth it, and we're, like, moving in a few months, and I don't want to freaking travel a new tree to the next house. And that little thing was all pre-lit, and we already had that table there.
That's cool.
So I just threw it there, works. So we'll put the big stuff on the bottom and little stuff up top. We're just going with the flow. Like, half the lights went to my dad's.
Yeah, really like the Christmas llama out front, the blow-up.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do like
Llama's
that.
Llama's
cute. Ava enjoyed that.
We had a neighbor say the same. Be like our llama.
Yep, you got a little bit of Christmas going on here. Yeah,
Charlie's a blow-up
I'm
guy.
Proud of
He's
you.
A blow-up fan. He did good.
I do. I got blow-ups all over my yard, motherfucker.
37
of them. 30
of them.
Yeah. I hate them motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
I'm sick.
Do you do that to hide the other blow-up? So you like put it together? And...
No, I just hate them. I'd rather just do more lights. I'm a traditionalist.
You get a
man.
Real doll, too? You get a real doll?
I don't know what that means.
Instead of blow-up doll?
Like real sex. I don't know. I saw it on like real sex, like 172.
Yeah,
I don't know what
that one flew right over my head.
Good job, man.
How are you on Christmas decorations?
You're just too healthy. You can't
think
dirty
your house,
anymore.
Joe.
Outside my house, you'd have no idea it was fucking Christmas. I don't do outside a lot, to be honest with you.
Really?
No, I don't.
What do you do?
Do me inside shit. You know, we got the tree up. I mean, again, I'm buying a fucking new tree, you know, a real tree right before Thanksgiving. So we got that thing up. We got our stockings and shit hung up in there. But
nice.
I'm one of those pain in the asses. Like, my dad, when we were a kid, didn't decorate outside because he always had us convinced, like, people are going to know when you're home and you're not home and they'll steal your shit. And it's just one of those things where I never really got into decorating outside. I appreciate it. Matter of fact, we're trying to catch up with Rachel Mahan tomorrow night and maybe hit that setup out there in Lantern Park.
Oh, nice.
Do a little dinner somewhere with the kids and go check it out, see what everybody's been doing. That's everybody cool. Came together and put it together nice. So, I'd like to see it.
Ava's got her Frozen play tomorrow night that she's been working on for months.
That's awesome. We're at. I didn't realize she was in it.
For Sculptor Charter School.
Okay.
It's a school. I'll get you an application. She's got to play Thursday and Friday night.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, should be good.
What's she playing in the play?
Several different things.
Okay, nice. I don't know. Several different parts.
Yeah, she's got a whole bunch of stuff going on, man.
Went in there and shot her 20 for her birthday.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, shout out to Ava for your birthday.
Absolutely.
Happy 11th, girl. I can't believe.
That one is awesome. One.
Dude, an 11-year-old.
You're so fucking old, dude. You got an 11-year-old kid.
They grow up.
So terrible, man.
And then, like, what do you get her for Christmas this year? You have to talk about that?
I got a list.
Yeah.
Yeah, did your kids do Christmas lists?
We all have lists. I think we should. Yeah, you know, we're going to read them, right?
Yeah, let's go into that. Hey.
Does Ava want a puppy?
No, she wanted a pug in her first one.
Pug,
Lauren
right.
wants a puppy, and Sean wants a puppy. Tonto wants a puppy.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Real bad. And Lauren will allow it.
She will.
She seemed like she was a little hesitant last night, but not really. She was like,
I think she'll be all right.
I don't want to, but
Santa
I'm
don't
puppy.
Bring puppies, dude.
Yeah, it's true.
Santa don't bring living things.
Santa does not bring
Jared
real
and
live
Scott
animals.
Santa do.
Santa don't fucking roll like that in the Lord house.
Lauren, sorry, I'm getting you a puppy.
So what's up, man? You want to call one of these little munchkins on and talk to him about it for a couple seconds?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Who's first?
Why don't you run in there and
you
grab
Riley
your son.
First?
I'm not running anywhere.
Oh, you're sprinting now. Look at this shit.
Go on. Literally just.
He's got so much energy.
I know. He's like sitting there, his leg is like twitching.
I feel like I'm usually the energetic one. I got nothing on this guy now. Look at that. Dude, his boobs shrank a little bit.
I'm telling you. Can you hear us? Can you hear everything up there?
Yeah. This should work.
See what you got, bro.
We're going to talk about your Christmas list.
Man.
Yep.
Right up against it. When you talk.
Let's hear him talking real quick. Okay, there might be an on-off switch on there. Just turn it on. Yeah, it'll be like up towards the base. Like, grab the base of it.
Grab the base of it.
Don't rip it out of there, freaking energy man.
Hi. No, still not on yet. Hold on. Scott, we need engineering. This is what you call in the radio business, dead air.
Jesus Christ, Scott. Say hi, Riley.
Hi.
Nope,
not hearing him.
Sorry, Riley.
We'll get you figured out, buddy.
Mr. Scott was unprepared.
Yeah. He wasn't paying attention when he was doing this earlier.
Say hi, buddy.
Hi.
No.
Nope.
Hold on, Mr. Scott's going
to
fix it.
He's going over here to fix it on the...
He's on his knees.
You know what he's doing? He's adjusting the mic.
Look at Uncle Scott on his knees, buddy. Isn't that funny?
You think his knee's going to hurt?
Say hi to the mic.
Hi.
There we go.
Now we got you.
Okay, buddy. Let's talk about this Christmas list you got going on.
Yeah, let's see what it looks like.
Do you remember what you wrote?
Kind of, you know.
Well, you want three things.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A Treasure X, Alien vs. King.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are pretty cool, huh? We have fun with them.
Those are the ones with the goo and all that stuff in them on the porch?
Yeah.
So that is okay.
Yeah, it's like a alien burial ground.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And then he wants some smashers, which those are the dinosaur smashers, right? What are those, buddy?
You know the dinosaurs that you actually smash?
The dinosaurs and you smash them? The eggs?
Yeah.
Where did you see those at?
Nice.
What?
Where did you see those at?
Like a Target or so.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Target's a good spot, man.
Target is what's your favorite thing to get at Target? Right when you walk in.
Oh, I don't know what it's going to be. Well,
I don't know.
Starbucks?
No.
It's a drink. What kind of drink do you like?
Icy.
There you go.
And icy.
They got some icies there.
All right, buddy. Your third thing is another Alien Treasure X, but this is a tomb, treasure tomb.
Yeah.
Is that big one with all the stuff in it?
Uh-huh.
Man.
He's very confident in this decision.
He knows what he's after.
Those are the three things he wants.
He's like, yes, yes. His head's freaking bobbing.
So tell me something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think you've been good enough to get these things?
Yes.
All right.
Why do you say that?
And because I was nice.
You were nice to everybody?
Uh-huh.
You were nice to your daddy?
Mm-hmm.
You were nice punching me in the stomach all the time?
Ooh.
Huh?
Did
you punch
me
in the stomach? Yeah,
why do you do that? Because it's there or
why
strong?
Do you punch me in the stomach?
Because it jiggles more now?
Less.
Why would you punch your daddy in the stomach, Riley?
I just like to.
Okay.
Well, guess what? Santa's listening. He knows everything.
That's it. Mm-hmm. No
so
secrets.
You better tell your daddy you love him.
Okay.
Well, you might well say it now.
I wouldn't say it. He already knows.
I would, you know.
Santa's listening, son.
You have to really mean it, though, Tyler, if you don't.
Okay,
you
know. I'm calling him. Yeah. Let me get my phone.
No.
You better say it. You better say, I love you, Daddy.
You better do it.
Okay, I'm calling Santa.
That's it. Give him the phone.
That is
that's it.
Him
on the phone. You got
that's
3 seconds.
That's a quid pro quo
three,
if I've ever heard
two,
one.
One.
I love you, Daddy.
There all right. You go.
All right, go ahead and burn up. Go play.
All right, you did good.
It's just a mic.
All right, I love
you.
Sucker. You got to say sucker.
Good
hey,
job, buddy.
Riley, go get your sister.
He doesn't accept me. He goes, sucker.
Sucker.
He knows. He left you hanging like I did earlier.
I know. Nobody
like,
gives me
like
five.
Everybody does.
I'm like Tom Brady on the bench.
Like Tom Brady on the bench.
Hey, go get Ava, buddy.
We need Ava first, okay? Jack's excited about it, apparently.
Jack is jacked.
He's running around this house like he's you.
Ava, come on. Headphones and mic. Do you talk right up to the mic just like this?
Jack, you can hang out too, but you got to sit quiet, bud. Until it's your turn, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go over Ava's name.
Hi, Ava. Happy birthday a couple days ago.
There you go. Happy
thank you.
Belated.
How's it feel to be 11?
Terrible. I want to be like 2 again.
So you can poop your pants?
No,
you
just
can poop your pants
two.
Right now if you want.
Yeah, you can still poop your pants.
Just poop them.
No, I'm good.
Okay. You just want to poop your pants? That's the only reason you want to be 2 again?
No, so I don't have to do a lot of work.
And they make you work real hard there, don't they, at the house, at the Lord house?
You talk about homework or
like,
work?
Do you mow the grass now? You're 11. You got to mow
like
the grass.
Like schoolwork, I mean. Schoolwork.
Oh, is it schoolwork?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to go over this Christmas list?
Sure.
Because the P.S. part is my favorite. Bear with me for a second. Dear Santa, how are you, Mrs. Claus, the reindeer, and elves doing? I bet you guys are really busy. So I understand that if you aren't able to write back, I did send this late. Anyway, what I really want for Christmas is, you did it again, dog and cat food if you're able to. Maybe a big bath bomb kit from Walmart.
Nice.
Why does Santa gotta
nice.
Go to Walmart?
I want a bath bomb
Santa's
kit
gonna
from
get
Walmart.
Beat up at Walmart.
Dude, that is pretty sweet.
Now yeah.
Jackson over here has like 4 of them.
You ready for this one? Now I have some questions. What cookies would you like this year? And what to drink? Also, who's the fluffiest reindeer? Thank you for reading this, and if you had time, and thank you for everything, and you and everyone in North Pole do, Merry Christmas. P.S.
Oh.
My brother wants a lot for Christmas. Don't worry, you don't have to bring it all if you don't want to.
Nice.
But if you do, he'll be really happy. I also know his letter doesn't say please or thank you. But don't worry. He means to say please and thank you.
All right.
It's true.
Drag
it's
him
really
out of
true.
The trenches.
Ava Lord, Port St. John,
his
Florida.
Back. Look at you.
You, yeah, I'm yeah, so
well
proud
done.
Of you.
You're like a wing
very
sister
well
and a half there. Wow.
Thank you.
So do you think you'll get what you asked for?
Maybe.
Yeah. Have you been nice this year?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
Nobody can argue with that. Like, nice. We should be asking her if we've been nice.
Have I been nice? Ava?
I don't see you at work, so I can't, I don't know.
You don't see me at work? What well,
How about
to do.
At home? Is
what about
nice
at, home?
At home?
Yeah, he's nice at home.
But that's good.
But sometimes he gets really annoyed at us.
Ooh, that's true. Hey,
sometimes
you know how annoyed my kids get at me? You know how much your dad gets annoyed at me and Joe gets annoyed at me?
Oh,
imagine my kids that are with me all the time.
Okay, well, listen. Thank you for standing up for your crazy brother.
That was pretty fantastic.
You did a great job.
That was
job.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
That deserves a phenomenal.
The P.S. was a little long.
Well done.
Sorry.
I think the P.S. was crossed. Just right.
Now say I love you or I'm calling Santa.
What?
Say I love you.
Love Daddy. You, Dad.
All right. Burn up.
There
who's next? I love you, too.
Got her trained quick.
I think Allie's ready. Ladies first, Jackson.
She just growled at Jackson.
That was all right. He just gets so
that was
weird.
Like a total territorial dispute.
Okay, Allie.
The Thunderdome over here.
We got some things to
oh,
go
yeah,
over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, like, yeah. Who's got that one?
Allie, I'm going to ask you first. Do you think that you've been this good this year?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Explain.
Explain. I have explained now.
How have you been good?
I've been good.
Okay. That's a good explanation. We're going to go with Allie's Xmas list. A giant giraffe.
Yes.
What? A real giraffe?
Yes.
No, it says stuffed animal.
Yes.
It can't be live.
Okay.
How big is this giraffe?
Yeah, what are we talking size-wise?
It's at Target.
It's at Target?
It's at Target.
It's Target. Art supplies, so you can do art?
Yes.
And activities?
Yes.
What kind of art are we talking about here?
Drawing, painting.
Yeah, you like? Yeah, I've seen some of your paintings and drawings, and you're pretty awesome at it.
Yeah, that's actually pretty impressive. Good job.
You're pretty good at that. Okay, a desk for your room.
Yes. Oh, at my mom's house.
Okay, a desk to do homework? That's kind of, ooh.
No, to draw.
To do art.
Well, drawing desk.
Very good.
It'll be a homework desk.
A giraffe onesie?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I kind of want a giraffe onesie now. I have a Chewbacca onesie.
I want it.
He also has a giant pink
bunny
onesie.
I think seven of you could fit in that. All right, clothes. That's basic.
Clothes.
Pretty easy.
So just white
clothes.
Socks.
Yes. Yes.
Clothes. Okay.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Okay. Talk to me about Beanie Boos.
Yes.
What
they're
are
stuffed
they?
Animals with big eyes. They're like
okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I think Jack has some.
Dad's over here with his arms crossed, just wondering what's going on. You want a candy cane?
Yes. To make candy cane swords, so I can poke my brother in the eye with it.
Uh-huh. Did you say you poke your brother in the eye?
Yes.
Allie, you said you've been good this year.
Once she gets on the loop from Santa, she's not planning on being good anymore.
A trampoline.
Oh.
Yes.
Does Santa have insurance for the trampoline?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Well, you're good. You pay for the casting. Money.
Yes, money.
That, my lady, is the best answer I've seen for Santa.
Pretty smart.
Money.
Smart. A surprise me with other stuff I like.
Yes.
Love, Allie. This is really
Geezer.
Good. What is this drawing over here? Is that a what is that? Tell me what it is.
Do you like it?
I love it. I love your drawings. You are a good artist.
Yep. Nobody doubts that. Good job.
So, everybody clap.
Okay. So
perfectly done.
What's the number one thing from Santa? Like, what's your number one?
Yeah, if you get one thing, what is it?
The giraffe?
A pet giraffe. A real one.
Santa doesn't bring real animals, though.
Yeah,
yes, he does.
That's not a thing.
No,
he can
no,
do that.
Nothing I've ever
yes,
seen.
He can.
He
yes,
could.
He can.
They've been trying to get me to get
yes,
a dog.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
No! A giraffe.
Why don't
I'm
you
on
just,
a giraffe.
Why don't you just get a yellow dog?
No.
And, like, put spots on it.
With a real long neck.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. We shall pull its head off and then replace it with a new neck.
Okay.
We should go like chop off a giraffe's
so we're
head and
we're
body
not
and
agreeing
the
with the being good, right?
Yeah, that's out
yeah,
the window.
I thought you were being good.
She wants
I mean?
To murder the dog and stab her brother in the eye with a with a candy cane. So.
And cut off a giraffe and like make stretch its
tough.
Neck out.
Okay,
yeah,
no. Allie, I'm really. Let's pass that mic over
so
and this
no.
headphones.
Yeah, you're done.
Over
no,
to Jack.
I'm not. No.
Dad.
To Santa, from Jack.
Do I got to come over there?
Uh-oh.
Jackson's about to kick your ass.
It's not gonna look good for Santa if we have to have a physical altercation to be able to switch spots here.
Ava, control these kids.
Let's start by
I
saying...
Can't, I can't condone the behavior of my children when other children
all right,
are
Ava,
in my house.
Ava and Allie, go. All
right, girls, you're out.
Go. You're out.
Yep.
Adjust the mic. I love right. you.
Here's what we got. We got an envelope.
Love you, Allie.
Jack's
we'll
letters
talk about
folded
that later.
Inside the envelope.
Ava, deuces.
Yes.
Okay.
It says... To Santa from Jack.
Yes.
Let's Jack, what man. Here. What you got over here, buddy?
All right. Just like Uncle Charlie asked, have you been good this year?
Have you been
yes.
good?
Yes.
Have you been good?
Jack?
Yes.
Look me in the eyes. I know you.
How good?
Yes.
Yeah.
You,
like, how good are we talking? Like, good enough for all this stuff, or do we have some troubles this year?
Good enough.
Good enough.
Good enough.
You know,
hey, I like
a,
that.
Not
that
a
was
bad
a good
answer.
Answer.
How good were you?
Good
yeah,
enough.
That's an honest answer.
Yeah,
good job, buddy.
Yes.
All right. Let's see what we got on
I've
this
never
list.
Seen you bad, so, hey, I got to agree.
Dear Santa, I want a rainbow Charizard for Christmas. Right?
Yes.
And I want Mew and Mewtwo Tag Team GX. Those,
yes.
are, those are Pokemon cards, right?
It's all
yeah.
Pokemon. Pokemon?
Let's see. Then he pauses. And up, oh, Santa, I want Charizard 2 and a GX as well. So can I have those for Christmas?
So you want a Pokemon Christmas?
Pokemon Christmas.
Yes.
Nice.
So is there anything that didn't make this list that you could think of you wanted, or just those things and you're happy?
I like those things, but I want more.
Okay, like what?
I want a trampoline.
Okay. I wonder where that came
That's
from.
That's two trampolines.
Jeez.
With popcorn on it.
Okay.
What kind of popcorn?
Impressive. I think you should get...
Butter?
I'll get the popcorn.
Butter or cheddar?
Cheddar.
White yeah, cheddar?
With ranch?
That's correct.
No.
But sprinkled ranch seasoning, not like dressing.
Like at the
like
movies?
Sprinkles.
No.
Like extra butter?
You know what else tastes really good when it has ranch on it? Migos wrap snacks. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes.
Ew.
No, they're good. They're chips.
All right, Jack. So, no, I mean, listen.
You did, yeah, you did great.
You thing. Really think that you've been good enough to get all that stuff?
Yes.
That's some confidence.
That's it. He's not doubting it. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take the headphones off so you don't bump into anything. Go tell Evan I want to talk to him for a second, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I love you, Daddy.
Thanks, bro.
You didn't even have to brag.
Good looking out.
So much better than my children.
I know. I had to tell him I was going to call Santa.
Wow. All right. Next
I
we got
love
Evan.
You right off the bat. I didn't. I got no.
Evan's getting to that stage, man. The last even the few weeks I've noticed it. He's like trying to be cool, man. Like he was like they play Pokemon Go. They've been playing it forever, and we were on a field trip, medieval times. I was like, "You want to play your games?" We're waiting for the bus or something. He's like, "No, no," like being quiet. No, no.
Uh-huh.
Like, dude, don't be that way. Dude, what makes you happy? Come out here and sit down. Have a seat.
What's up, my man?
Give him some.
Everybody.
Put your headphones on. Sit over there by the microphone.
Why
so you can chat with
hanging
us.
Hanging around here.
What am I doing?
Well, put your headphones on.
You tell us.
Here, turn them around
put
the other
those
way.
On your head. It's like you're going to be on it. Yeah. And then just talk directly right into the microphone.
Can you hear our
just
words?
Just like we are, buddy.
Yep. Do exactly like I don't and talk right into that microphone. Like right in there. Almost put your lips on it.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
All right, so should I ask him the question before you get going?
Yeah, go ahead. See what you got.
So I want an honest question from you, or an honest answer.
Okay.
Have you been good enough to get anything from Santa this year? Have you been good?
Yes and no.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
You care to expand on that answer to yes, why, no, why? Any idea? What do you think?
Sometimes I push Jack's buttons.
Well, you do. That's actually in part of your list. What?
That's what brothers are supposed
exactly.
to
do. Exactly. If you think brothers aren't going to give each other grief and fight sometimes, that's just the way it is.
But you still love them.
And you've been pretty good. So yeah. We'll have to see. All right. So letter to Santa, right? His has an envelope in it as well.
Yeah.
I think Scott sees something hilarious over there. He's falling apart.
Dying.
Hold on. He's coming apart. He's coming unglued.
Okay.
Did we miss something funny? Mm-hmm. All right, well, hold on, Evan. We're going to talk about something real quick. What'd you say? We got to know what was going on in there. Take your time. Go ahead.
You hear that in there?
Yes. Yeah. Is it a dance party?
It's like a toy or something.
So my sister foisted a robot, dance robot, on us when we were over at her house. And I swear this is being wrapped and being sent to my ex-wife.
Being sent.
And you, Eric, you guys are getting this shit. Trust me. Your son, Riley's in there with the lights off.
Yeah,
and it's doing the lasers in the circle, and he's
dancing.
Just dancing,
dancing.
And it's like he's raving. And
yeah, he's getting.
You're missing that dance party, Evan.
And
that?
I said, hey, he's like,
you kind
of straight
scared him.
You kind of scared him. He's like, I'm like, hey, it's fine. Y'all have fun, man. But just we can hear that out here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna shut this. And he's like, I mean, he kind of put his head like he was like thought he was in trouble, and he's totally not in trouble.
It's awesome.
It's so funny the way he just kind of like
he's
straightened
like
up
froze, like oh crap, like an adult.
Yeah, he was just full on raving by himself.
That's
there,
awesome,
dude. It was great.
He's getting it. He's a dancer. Riley's a dancer.
There's nothing wrong with dancing, man.
Riley and his mom, they have dance parties.
Jack's got some dancing. Evan's more of a singer than a dancer, aren't
you? Sing?
Yeah. No.
Evan, let me hear a song. Yeah,
sure. Hey, sing your favorite song. You got to talk directly into the mic, though.
Nope, never going to happen.
Just stay right where you're at. I'm going to help you.
Yeah, you hang out where you are. Like, what were we singing on the way here? Pooping on Santa's lap.
Oh, I love this song.
When the goalie's got to pee or goalie's got to poop or something.
Go to. Okay, Evan. So let's go over this letter.
Let's go over this letter. Let's see what you got. All right, letter to Santa. I wish for iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Comma. Goku Ultra Instinct.
You heard me.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Whoa.
Gogeta. Super Saiyan. Something.
Is that a type of cheese?
It is. Super cheese? Stuffed crust.
Yeah, cheese.
Cool.
And the stuff on my Christmas list, I think I have been good this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Except for the lots of times I pushed Jack's buttons. There we are.
Oh, you wrote it. You're honest.
He legit. He fessed up to it. Nothing wrong with that.
Nice.
Mike,
I really have been trying
to
be good.
Yep.
I hope you, Crackleberry, who's the other elf, and Chauncey, the elf at our house,
Chauncey,
have time to make a couple of things on my list. Hope you have fun delivering gifts in the sleigh. Say hi to Comet for me, please.
Is that your favorite?
Merry Christmas.
Is that your homie?
If I was going to pick a deer, I'd probably pick Comet too.
Comet?
Do y'all Snapchat?
I don't think reindeer Snapchat. But.
I don't think so. What we could do is we could take Evan and put a Snapchat filter on him so he looks like a reindeer.
Okay.
Take a picture.
I get it.
Maybe.
That was it, man.
All right, Evan. Well, you did a good job, man.
You rock and roll.
And you know what? I think you've definitely been good
enough.
You're
calm and collected.
Yeah, he's like, definitely. Yeah. He's like he was meant for this.
He's just like, this is not a problem.
All right. Now we're going to go from Evan to.
Yeah.
Silas.
Oh, that's right. We've got Silas.
Go get that little boy.
All right.
All right. Don't forget to take your headphones off so you don't pull that cord.
Class act, Evan.
Tell Silas,
thank
we need
you.
Him. Well
Silas,
done.
I need you to step up, man.
What is Silas?
Respect. Allie went the total confident. This is my house.
Shout out to Evan's shoes, man. Those things are awesome. Look at them things.
That's what happens when.
Bro, are those all air?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like you're walking on a bubble.
It is, man. Those are the Air Max 720s.
I've watched a couple, you know, Netflix, the shoe thing.
Yeah.
Holy crap, man.
You know what's good?
See how much money goes into those shoes?
Yeah. Was it the Jeff Goldblum thing? Was that the one you watched? Dude, it was amazing.
Holy crap. There were cash deals. Like it looked like drug deals happening.
These guys are holding stacks like 20,000, 30,000. Like, take me off camera.
So, Silas, I need you to go over there to that mic, put a headset on, and talk directly into the mic. And I need my best behavior, son.
There it is.
All right? Because your sister, she kind of came in a little confident.
Okay.
Let's hear what you got, buddy.
Silas. Hey, buddy, so listen, I'm going to ask you the first question. Do you think you've been naughty or nice this year?
Nice.
Okay.
All right, good start.
All right, so you've been nice all year.
Like, explain, have you been really good all year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Did you
push talk
your
about
sister's
some of your
buttons.
Fine moments.
Okay.
What'd you do, buddy?
So I've been good all year from being nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that makes sense. Now, we're going to go over your list here.
Okay.
Dear Santa, which, listen, your handwriting, your letters are very good, buddy.
Okay.
Like, you do really good. I want a new...
Tablet.
I want an oblet.
An oblet.
A nooblet?
An omelet?
A tablet.
A tablet.
Ooh.
What do you like in your omelet?
A Neepa.
Neepa.
New tablet. A new tablet. Sorry, buddy. That's me. I can't read.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So you want a tablet?
Yeah.
What?
What kind of tablet do you want?
iPad.
What?
Ooh, you're wanting to, you want to step up your game, huh?
What are you going to do on it?
Play Roblox.
Yeah.
What like do you Roblox? Play on Roblox?
Bear.
Who do you play bear with?
My sister.
How do you guys play?
One person is the bear, and there's seven or eight or six survivors.
Really?
And you have to survive bear.
So the bear just runs around trying to kill you.
They made a movie about that called The Revenant.
Great movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
And sometimes there's two bears or one survivor.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do people get their legs eaten off?
Nope. Oh. If you touch them a lot, they'll die.
Just dead.
Like die? Forever dead?
You spawn back in a lobby.
Jesus Christ, a
lobby? Spawn back in the lobby.
Yep.
Good Lord. It's like...
And you get quids.
It's like Lost.
Quids?
What is a quid? Like coins? Like money?
Yeah.
Okay. Quids and money.
Yeah, you can buy bear skins.
About quids.
Okay, let's go on. Let's
bear skins.
Let's keep going with this list.
I did not know my son bought bear skins.
Let's go.
I had no clue.
Let's go with this list. A bike?
So proud of you, bro.
A new
bicycle?
Bike?
Nice.
Yeah.
What?
I want a new bike.
Good for you.
Heck yeah, he's getting good at it too.
Okay, and the next on your list is bell.
Bell for my bike.
You want a bell,
bell
for your bike.
Your bicycle, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I thought maybe you meant
so
bell
you
for
want
bike.
A bell.
What
you
kind
want
of bell?
A new bike with a bell.
What kind of bell do you want? Like, what do you want it to sound like?
Ring, ring.
You know what you should get?
Perfect.
Ask Santa for a gold bell.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I want that.
Definitely gold. 24
gold.
Carat.
Yeah.
24 carat gold.
That when you hit
it like
sounds,
a gong one.
Yeah, it sounds like this.
No, you telling you want a real gold bell, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Santa can make that happen.
Okay.
All right, let's go with Wubble Bubble Ball.
Oh, I know
what's
what
a
that
Wubble
is.
Bubble Ball.
Talk to me.
So a Wubble Bubble Ball is a big ball that goes crazy.
So
it's a
like,
big ball that goes crazy?
Yeah, it's almost like a balloon or something, or like a bubble, but it doesn't pop.
Yep, it never pops.
Cool.
But you can have it on the ground.
Bet I could pop it.
They're big.
Do you think it's possible to pop?
Yeah.
What if you had like a knife?
Ooh. Don't be talking about my kid knives and stuff. He's going to be popping his wobble ball.
Giving him a knife.
Santa's going to give him a general Whirlpool ball and a freaking switchblade.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what Uncle Joe's good for. Nothing but Chinese stars and kids for tasers.
Yeah, right.
You want a taser, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, if anybody acts up, just hit him.
Let's talk more about this gold bell. So you want it to be a golden bell.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good idea. I think it can happen. 24 karat gold.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to say to Santa or anything in case he's listening?
No.
No.
Anything you want to say to, like, Stevie?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Does Stevie understand what that meant?
You guys weren't aware that Santa adjusts the mic? He's one of our
You
want
to say adjust the mic, sucker?
I think Santa is a subscriber to our podcast.
Yeah.
If he is, I'll scream.
Do you think Santa listens to our podcast?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome, huh?
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, what if you and Riley sang a Christmas song together real quick? Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, do the Jingle Bells Batman Smells. Come on.
That's a good one.
Do you know that one, Silas?
I don't know that one.
No?
All right, which one you want to do? Feliz Navidad?
Jingle Bells.
All right, come on. Riley, here.
You can do Pooping on Santa's Lap.
Right, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and you're going to go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, my choir is to ride in one more stinky butt.
Hey!
Oh,
we're off the rails.
That's it.
Good job, guys.
Bye,
pit bull version.
Hey, Riley, enjoy your dance party.
What did you say, Silas?
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your dance party.
Go have fun, buddy.
Bye, suckers.
Thank you, bud.
That went exactly the way I expected it.
Yeah.
That went really
Mass
good.
Mass chaos. That was great.
Yeah, that was good.
We what need to get some air time so that worked.
What are you guys asking Santa for Christmas?
Same thing I do every year.
World peace? A new knee?
Pretty much nothing. Maybe books for kids.
Books for kids. Books for kids. Yes.
No, that's not for you.
God, man. Books for kids, man. That's a great... Great idea.
I want a pair of $350 noise-canceling Sony headphones. So
that'd be pretty badass, actually.
Better show up. They better be on my fucking doorstep Christmas morning.
You all want brand new headphones for Christmas?
No, I want a Fitbit and a protein shake.
What do you guys want here for Christmas?
Wrap snacks.
Are we doing... Oh, yes.
Wrap snacks.
We have wrap snacks.
We should do... next Wednesday would be the day to do it, right? Hey, we should do next week.
Let's take a break.
A little white elephant.
Because it's time. Let's come back. Let's do some rap snacks.
There we go.
Let's do some music.
There you go.
And we'll talk some books.
Perfect.
All right?
Do it.
Do it.
Hello. Thanks for signing up for Cat Facts. You will now receive fun daily facts about cats.
No. Hello?
Thanks for signing up for Cat Facts. You will now receive fun daily facts about cats.
What the fuck?
Cats bury their feces to cover their trails from predators.
So does my ex-husband.
18 times.
Well, because you, know,
you got
listening.
One good
but
on.
84% of it was stuff from that I heard from last night. What's he got to do with stuff about?
He was still texting from earlier when the show started.
Well, yeah,
I was,
man.
I was texting the group thing.
I think the books thing is a great idea. It's just terrible when it comes from you.
Do we have a group topic going on right now?
Yeah, I did it hours ago.
It was the Christmas gift.
I did it hours ago.
Yeah, man. Where were
you just haven't been on the website.
I haven't.
So busy.
Pizza.
You're busy talking about fucking books.
Hey, yeah. You know what I like to do on a nice, comfortable night like tonight?
What's that?
Read.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really happy, man, that Lauren's doing this thing.
Nah, it's awesome.
It's just, I get upset because he's so into it. So now
exactly.
I want to shit on it.
It's almost like anything Scott enjoys, I have to just be negative as shit about.
Yeah. And I'm stuck because I love Lauren so much, and it's such a good cause, you know.
Maybe next time, Lauren, reach out to like somebody other than Scott and just totally.
Yeah. Lauren, how could you reach out to Scott before me?
I got to say she has to know better than doing that.
Scott is so dumb, Lauren. You can't reach out to him first. He's going to edit all this out because he's the one with all the fucking tools to do it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a fucking dick. I bet that so stalking, serious. I bet that pink one's his.
Probably.
100%.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that
past him. I hate that we are like, oh, yeah, you decorated. There's 6 fucking Christmas decorations in his house.
One of which is a fake tree that's like 2 feet tall.
It's literally 2 feet tall.
You like how when he sent us the picture. So, first of all, I love how.
What is this, a Christmas tree for ants?
Yeah. I love how.
Fucking dick.
I love how we tease him, and then literally he like rips everything down that night and puts it up, which was amazing. When I pulled up and the displays were outside, I was like, thank fucking God.
I'm serious, including the stockings.
Yeah.
One, two, three stockings, a tree for
that's not a tree.
For
ants. That's like a third of a tree.
And a fake fucking poinsettia.
A llama.
That's leaning.
What about the llama?
Look at the puss fucking leaning over.
That's because that poinsettia's been there about 8 seconds before I got here.
Yeah, he threw
it. Was like,
it.
Was like he threw it
threw
and landed
it
on the
fucking, oh, what a fucking dick. Yeah, the llama he probably stole from a neighbor.
Exactly. He's probably going to give it back after the show. Yeah, I gave him $20 to borrow it for the night.
What a shit show, man. Yeah, any kind of effort, man.
The old Christmas spirit.
He puts as much effort into decorating as he does his fucking podcast.
Oh, God, minimal at best.
Even, like, the charity work, Lauren's doing it all. Exactly. He's just like, hey, Lauren, do this. It's just laziness.
I like every once in a while he just gets a random hair up his ass about nothing and just makes a show, and he calls it another episode of Adjust the Mic, and there's, like, people on it, and everybody's just, like, drinking. You're talking about books.
So fucking
sad. Oh, my God, no integrity.
How do we deal with it?
I don't know. I just sit over here and play on my phone whenever he talks.
I know.
I haven't heard him say anything in like 4 episodes.
Maybe he'll talk about his Funko Pops for another 30 minutes.
Well, that's good, because here's what I'll do.
What's up, buddy? You good?
No, not yet.
Hold on. He's going to get pizza.
This fucking guy. What, are you going to go to decorate? Fucking put the fifth decoration up in your house? Pizza. What's up with that? Is that cheesy stuffed bread?
Yep.
What's it stuffed with?
Spinach and feta.
People shit on Domino's, man, but Domino's is a...
Domino's ain't bad, man.
Domino's buffalo chicken pizza is really good.
I like it.
Only problem I got with Domino's, man, is that, you know, I worked there for years as my second little job there. And dude, we used to
smash
it every night. You used to work Domino's?
A little bit.
Which one? The one here in town?
Over on Mims.
Oh, Mims. Okay, I worked the one in Port.
Cool.
Dude, everybody worked there back in the
Gio
day.
Gio owned that, right?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I think Derek Rice or something owned it, but Gio was there forever. And
it's interesting, you know?
Yeah. Had some moments. Plus, you got like easy $2 pizzas at the end of the night, so you can go home and hang out there, buddy. Anyway, all right, so we're back to it. We've talked about your decorations and your amazing book idea. So what else can we do?
What are we getting into, man?
Well, I don't know what we're talking about when
this is a pretty Christmassy festive episode. We got a little thing Charlie threw out earlier about favorite Christmas gifts of all time. Some pretty good ones on there.
Yeah,
Charlie goes with the original Nintendo 1987 with Duck Hunt. Can't
like
argue with that.
Say it again. Best Christmas gift of all time?
Of all time. Best Christmas gift
this
you
is what
ever
I wrote.
Received.
Best Christmas gift you received as a kid. I went with Nintendo with Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
Man, that's. I think it's there.
That's a really.
I got a picture of that. Me getting that.
Hey, listen.
Excited. I was Silas,
dude. Because other kids had it, and I didn't have it. I missed a whole year.
Oh wow.
So me getting it that year, and I think it was the year after it came out. You know.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna run through some of these. The most Keith Giles answer ever. Bo staff.
There you go.
Of course. My buddy Jeremy Poe, Pump Master 760 BB gun.
Pump Master.
Shoot your eye out, kid.
My brother. Mongoose bike when he was 10, or a Tony Hawk birdhouse skateboard a year
first two pair old. Of Jordans.
Joe Hampton laser tag 86.
Laser tag, that's a fucking badass.
Yeah,
Christmas
the old school
kid.
Laser tag with like the vest and the thing on the chest. Oh, there, man. That was pretty dope.
Shout out to Augie YMCA membership. Is that a fucking real thing?
I don't even know what you're saying.
That she put that her favorite gift when she was a kid was YMCA membership.
What? I don't know. I kind of feel like she could be legit. Like, because, you know, go to the YMCA, hang with your friends.
She was not embracing her core when she was a fucking kid.
Exactly.
Bullshit.
That's okay. Right.
I don't know about that.
I think it's a troll.
We'll go with Colleen. I'm a nerd. At 7 years old, I remember getting my own desk and chair for my room.
Oh,
just
that
like
sounds
Allie.
Familiar. Wow. With coloring books and crayons.
Yeah, that's just what Allie said. That's awesome.
Wow.
Narnar, numerous surf and skateboards.
Yeah, it's because you're awesome.
You're so fucking cool, Scout.
Cool,
Jesus Christ. Lillian Hurley Welch, Nintendo in 89.
I think
we
ours
poor.
Was a year later, too.
Yeah, I think so. Mine was,
it
too.
It might have been.
I think Lillian Hurley went all the way up to 89 with her. She said,
yeah,
89. Things weren't looking so good at the old household.
The Nintendo, real quick. I'm going to not rabbit holes, I promise.
You will.
But
mm-hmm.
When you went to school and your friend told you about getting, you know, to break that the on the first level to get to level 8, how you break the top.
What game?
Oh yeah, Mario.
Mario. On the second part, how you can just jump
and hit
and,
all the tubes
and warp to worlds. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first came home, I could not have jumped in there, turned that shit on.
Mind blowing.
And done it myself.
Oh, he was
quick enough and thought I was.
And you didn't believe it.
The coolest shit ever.
Until
yeah, you didn't believe it at all.
Yeah, that's true. That first real Easter egg of a video game, you know?
Yep.
I'm sure there was more before that, but that's the one that first rang to me.
Exactly.
Val Sprague, stuffed teddy bear and a Light Bright.
Way to go, Light Bright.
Ooh, Light Bright. That's an old school one.
That's old school.
I had a Light Bright. I hated it.
Joe Miller with the Reebok Instapump high tops and Dominator skateboard.
Remember the Instapumps with the actual apparatus and the CO2 cartridge? I love that thing.
Shauna Thomas, Super Nintendo.
Like whip it and stuff and then pump up your shoes?
Might as well. Dude, I'd put those things on. You know, there's nothing better than like a little pudgy fat kid with high tops. And then I'd be like, super tight.
These next ones are gold, man. Chris Marino, G.I. Joe aircraft carrier.
Yeah,
remember
solid.
That? It's like 9 foot.
That's there's the toy thing on Netflix that talks about it.
God, that fucking thing was bad.
That's like one of the best toys all time. It's on the list.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Chad Cook, corduroy Billabong jacket and Swatch watch same year. I thought it was a Luggage kit.
Yeah.
And he put pictures up there.
Yes,
wow.
He did.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Twist, James McDonald got the collection of WWF wrestlers plus the ring.
Nice. Oh, dude, that's badass.
Dude, there's like 25 wrestlers in that ring, too. That's pretty dope.
Those rings were badass, man.
Joe Hadwin, bright red three horsepower go-kart that Santa hid behind the bushes on the side of the house. Santa must have been drinking.
That's legit.
Santa was drinking.
Santa must have been drinking just a little bit. So listen, that's some of the presents that people received. I got a BB gun one year, man, but I can't remember what year. That was another big one for me.
Yeah, it was a good BB gun.
Yeah.
But it was so cliche, you know?
It's like the responsibility, though, so it worked.
I got a shotgun one year.
Okay.
For Christmas. A 20 gauge.
Yep.
That was pretty badass.
When you were a little kid?
It was in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
In rednecks.
I think the Nintendos. We had my first pair of Jordans. I got a pair of Jordans, and then the next year I got the new Barclays.
Yeah,
and I remember that in a row.
So
I felt pretty badass.
We got. We totally skipped over. Man, Joe brought
a little
treat
gift.
For us.
I got mine pre-open. I'm ready to dig in.
Last week, that me and Joe hit on these when we went up to Asheville.
Yeah, we did.
And I was just talking to him last week. And I know he travels for work. And I was like, bro, you find any more? Pick them up. They're the Wrap Snacks, the Migos. What flavor are they? Ranch and...
What are they? Sour cream with a dab of ranch.
Yeah, sour... Oh, the Migos Wrap Snacks.
Dude, I don't know what it is.
They're just fucking
so
gold.
Good.
And I can't eat them right now, dude.
That's all right. They're not going anywhere.
Scott.
You'll find your way.
You know they're so good?
Scott
it's
just
like
put
smooth.
One in his mouth.
Like when you chew, it's smooth. And the ranch isn't overpowering or too salty. It's
I feel like we're at the Playland Brewery again.
Wait, are they phenomenal? What if
I'm not going to go phenomenal.
Okay.
Not phenomenal yet.
Really?
Fair I only right. had one so far. Can't have just one chip.
Put that thing in your mouth.
Where do you get the bottom of that bag, buddy?
Yeah. Roll it around on your tongue. Now say, oh, what a lovely tea party.
What a lovely tea party. My, what a lovely tea party.
Give me sad eyes when you're chewing, please.
Look right at me the entire time.
Okay.
Never break eye contact.
No, I want you to look at me. On that chip, I want you to look at me.
Suck my belly in. This chip. Suck my belly in before you do that.
I got to see the wrapper. What
the
belly?
Bag.
Fucking...
Look at him. He went Godzilla. Like he ripped the entire side of the bag
off.
Can't
even see the bag.
There you go. Don't be videoing.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I got you.
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah. That's good. That's good right there. That's
that is the episode picture.
That's the episode picture right there. That's a good picture.
You don't even know how to text that to me, so I won't
like it.
That
but,
can't be.
But listen, those are pretty good, huh?
They're real good.
Yeah.
Like, real good. Yeah.
There's a.
It's almost like they have a sweet taste to them.
There's a certain chip called the whole shebang. You can only get them at a certain location within the country that I can't talk about. But those are the best
Boston?
Chips.
Boston?
No. It's only where people are incarcerated. And they are the best potato chips ever made.
Really?
And they go, sometimes I see them for like $100 for a case online.
Holy.
Yeah. They're really good.
There used to be. I grew up in Kentucky, and we'd go visit my stepdad's family in Chicago. And that's why I went to Bears game, all that kind of stuff down the road. But his parents ran a potato chip, a delivery service for Old Salties. They had their own little company.
Yeah.
And they would buy these Old Salty potato chips, and they'd have them distributed all over the grocery stores and everything up there.
Yeah.
Old Salties, they were badass.
Old Salties, huh?
Whole shebangs. Yeah, they're changing life.
But those Old Salties, man, they were just like best potato chips, man.
Hey, since we're fat and we're gonna do this, mm-hmm. we should have been going on something else. Mm-hmm. The Migos, the Wrap Snacks, those are amazing. I love them.
Yeah,
wow.
What's your one potato chip. Like, what's your favorite?
Damn.
Cool Ranch?
Cool Ranch? That's a good one.
I mean, it's hard to not make those my go-to right now because I'm all about them. But
sometimes I'll go to Sun Chips.
Oh, those sour cream onion? French onion ones.
Yeah, French onion ones and the green
bag. The cheddar ones, I'll hammer those too.
Those are good too, yeah.
What about Cheez-Its? Are those considered? Are those a cracker?
Not at all.
Those are a cracker?
Those are a cracker and they're not my favorite.
Yeah, see, I go Cheez-Its all day.
Like with dip?
No.
Nah, Cheez-Its might be solo.
What about the Fritos?
Yeah, sour cream
with
onion
bean
dip.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
No, the hell of a good dip or whatever?
Hell of a good, yeah, that's the stuff right there, buddy.
You do hummus?
I do hummus.
Hummus.
Yeah,
I'll go straight fat guy mode for you. What you do is you take Cool Ranch Doritos and you dip them in French onion dip.
That's
gangster right there. That's,
straight up tortillas with some good salsa, man.
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
I don't know.
You know what I like? I like the little buffalo wing flavored pretzel pieces or whatever. Hanover.
Oh,
those things are
badass,
yeah,
man. Those things are, oh, man, they're good.
I like plain Jane fucking pretzels, bro. Regular just fucking pretzels.
Yeah.
The sticks. I'll get on them.
I like them. I can when I eat a few, then they're not bad. I can keep going on them, but no.
They don't do anything for me.
But a smart popcorn.
No.
Now you're trying to eat healthy.
No,
sure.
I'm a man.
I'm already out.
No, I'm talking about the popcorn and the stuff. Is that healthy? I guess it is kind of.
It's just smart, so I assume it's supposed to be.
I don't know, man. Let's talk about these songs. Were we all in on this?
Yeah, we're all ready.
The rock songs?
Yep.
Yeah. Joe, what James Taylor song did we have for you?
Close Your Eyes, actually. That was the one for the fellas, for the little guys. Big fan of that song. Always have been. One of those ones that's it's a go-to. I do enjoy it.
I actually have heard You Can Close Your Eyes by James Taylor. Yeah. Somebody covered that.
There's been a few covers of it, I think.
Female.
Wouldn't make be much of a surprise to have a female singer.
Let me see. I'm going to Google it right now. It's been covered. Okay, never mind. It's been covered by Carly Simon, Linda Ronstadt, Maureen McGovern, Richie Havens, Sheryl Crow, Sting, Eddie Vedder. Holy shit.
You know, I think I did actually hear the Eddie Vedder cover once, but I think Sheryl Crow is probably the one I'm thinking of.
No, I think mine's Carly Simon.
It may have been
a little older,
yeah. But yeah, man, good song. That's always one of those ones, just a little something there.
Yeah, man, James Taylor, get Carolina in my mind. And
he's got some good stuff.
Yeah, he's just...
Fire and Rain, and he's just one of those ones, man, you can play James Taylor in the background, do thing.
Yeah, he's really, and I kind of went off on a tangent when I started listening to it.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah.
Down the rabbit hole.
And James Taylor is one of those artists where you forget... How many fucking songs that dude is responsible for, man?
Yeah.
Because
if he didn't sing it, he was writing it or involved in it. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on with him.
He's been around for so long, dude. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. The guy's, 71? He's from Boston, too, huh?
Is he really? I didn't realize
he
that.
He's from Boston.
Man, didn't know that.
You know, he's done everything. Country folk rock, pop, soft rock, blues.
Yeah, the blues stuff kind of was pretty good, too.
But it was a great song. I enjoyed it. And it did. It took me down a rabbit hole quite a bit.
Which is cool. That's what I love about different songs, different kinds of music like that, mixing it up. It's like, you know, you start out and you just go just down this
weird
thing.
Sometimes when you're not in the mood, like you don't realize you're in the mood for it, and then you hear it, and then you get in the mood for it, you know?
Exactly.
And I did that with Scott's song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that with yours,
too. It's a total mood song, man.
The Black Star.
Yeah.
Is, and Mos Def.
Yeah.
Who's now a recluse in Africa, or he got kicked out of the country or something.
I don't even know what's going
on.
Yeah,
he's
disappeared.
Dude, yeah, he's
gone. There's a whole thing. I was reading up because down a rabbit hole because of them.
Yeah.
That song right there, man, is just dirty, gritty Brooklyn rap.
Yeah, exactly.
Brooklyn hip-hop.
Yeah.
It's Nas, Wu-Tang, Biggie.
Yeah.
It's New York as fuck as soon as you hear it.
It sounds so clean and good, and it's like well said. It's
yeah, it was a good song, man.
Hey, on Joe, on yours though,
yeah,
like loved it. It's one of those songs you can just quietly listen to,
exactly,
and love.
Well,
it's I mean, the guy, dude. I mean, so many people have done his have used his song and sang it.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean? Like a lot of people have used it. And even he did. It was his sisters originally wrote that song.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that. So it was awesome.
That's super cool, man.
What's funny, because even some of these things, you know, I'll bring them out and like, hey, this song really kind of means something to me. But I don't know a ton of the history. I actually go back and
I'm the same
realize
way.
That
yeah.
after we bring it up here.
I think that's why this bit's going to be good. Like, legitimately. Like,
oh, yeah,
all
because,
the time because we can.
My Agent Orange song, I don't know the background of it. I know I fucking love that song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But your song, dude, that Brooklyn vibe, man. It's
yeah.
It's so hard to beat that in hip hop.
Yeah.
Like, I love Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style.
Oh, dude, I could give that shit to you all day because I remember it. But
in the Chronic, like, I love that West Coast shit.
Ice Cube.
But the grittiness of New York, it's so fucking good, man.
I mean, there's always that debate, East Coast or West Coast, man.
There is. I love them all, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
I do, too.
West Coast, my favorite, Mac 10 the Chicken Hawk. Y'all remember him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I fucking love that guy. He's my favorite rapper, so y'all never hear this. I'm never going to choose the song. I Can Dance Underwater and Not Get Wet.
I remember this.
When he said, in Ice Cube, a bunch of people have used that verse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when Mac 10 uses it on Faux Life, like me and my friends, we
like,
all just,
what the fuck?
When I went up there to Kentucky, after the barn party and everything, we're all hammered. We get back to his house to spend, you know, just go to bed. He throws on YouTube and starts playing old Beastie Boy tracks.
Yep.
And we're all singing all the shit. And then he throws in Mac 10 Faux Life.
Straight old Mac 10.
And we all looked at each other like, do y'all know this? Like, you know what I mean? And we fucking knew every word. It was great.
Bunch of white boys in Kentucky jamming out to Mac 10.
He's singing Mac 10.
And everybody got a golf cart ride home. Called the neighbors.
Christ, that's awesome. That's fantastic. That's phenomenal.
Phenomenal for sure.
Yeah, man. I don't think I could pick between East Coast and West Coast hip hop, man. I think you just try to take a little bit from everything.
Yep.
And even like, I'm not a big fan of down south shit, man. Besides,
like Trick Daddy?
No. No, besides.
When you say down south stuff, you mean like Outkast out of Atlanta?
No.
Outkast. Mean down here.
Outkast is my one I fucking love.
You have
Big
to
Andre
appreciate.
Oh,
yeah.
I love Outkast.
How can you not?
Yeah. But like, yeah, down south booty fucking shit. I'm not a big. I don't
so
know.
You didn't like Luther
the
Campbell and
part.
All that stuff?
Nah,
like,
man.
Out of Miami?
Nah.
Two Live Crew?
No,
I appreciate
Abraham
it,
Lincoln was a big old man.
No.
He hopped out the window with his dick in his hand.
Not a fan. Said,
excuse me, ladies.
Nope.
Two Live Crew had a spot, man. Two Live Crew had a place. They pushed the limits and got.
Yep.
It made us giggle and laugh and thought
it was
funny. But it wasn't something that we're like, this is good music.
It was all about free.
Yeah, I heard it and I was like, oh, cool. Whatever.
Man, Two Live Crew had.
They're like
white,
the weird
white
out
kids
Yankee
lining up trying to get that shit, though, man. They changed the game.
Yeah, man.
But we're doing eclectic picks. I do like that.
Yeah, we are. We're playing it out a little bit.
I'm going to go different this week, but...
Well, first of all, Charlie's pick. I liked a lot. Yeah, Charlie's pick was a good one.
Quick song. 2 minutes.
That's all right.
Really good.
Listen, for anybody who knows me, I don't need more than 2 minutes.
Like punk rock Beatles.
Touche.
It's a...
Yeah, exactly. It's a good point. It almost had like a little
album,
bit of Beatles feel
darkness.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah, that whole album is just fucking...
LP original, Posh Boy Records.
Yeah, Posh Boy Records.
1981.
And I'm sorry that I said Everything Turns Gay by Ultimate Orange or whatever it was. I didn't mean it. It was a good song.
Yeah, I don't have
Everything
a problem.
Everything Turns Gray.
I don't have a problem with homosexuality, so that doesn't
neither
matter.
Neither do I.
Joe.
It had a good hook to it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good song. Yeah. It's definitely a good one.
You could vibe to it. It had like, you know, your punk rock 311-ish kind of vibe to it, but like a little grungier maybe.
Yeah, it's what Green Day, Blink 182, all those bands, Offspring, they owe that shit to Agent Orange.
Yeah. For sure.
Very good though. I really enjoyed it.
A little bit of a message there. Yep. Kind of got a little bit, you know, a little dark but a little positive at the same time.
Yeah.
I liked it. All in 2 minutes, which is pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that whole record is just
roller coaster of emotion.
Unbelievable.
Introspective.
Yep. What
I
did
use an important
did,
word.
Did you guys pick songs for this week?
Yeah, of course.
I did. Mine we won't be able to do much research on, but I might have an angle to get some research.
Is it Silas and Riley's version of Jingle Bells? Because I'm kind of hoping that's what you went with.
No, it was Old Town Road that the boys sang.
That's it.
Yeah, well, I'm not listening to that much.
I know.
I hate that fucking song.
You got to get out of the car and walk by it and video yourself
so
doing that,
fucking
too.
Fucking bad. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's something they did on YouTube.
Really?
It went viral.
I'll do it.
Yep. Ice Bucket Challenge.
Joe, give me a song.
So
I'll be last
again. So I have so many, but I'm gonna go out a little further. It's not too far, so I'm just gonna go with it. This week I decided to go with "The Noose" by Perfect Circle.
Oh, that's a good one.
Always love this song. It's one of those songs that just. I listen to it, and it actually makes me think of somebody in particular. I'm not going to call him out like that because that'd be harsh. But it's all about, you know, kind of living a lifestyle that wasn't necessarily maybe the best. Hmm. And then all of a sudden you clean up your act, but nobody's supposed to remember who you really were for all those periods of time. Oh, that's kind of interesting, man. I hope everybody likes it.
I understand that.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Is it me?
It is you, actually. I didn't want to tell anybody, but it makes me think of Charlie every time I read it.
Was I a whore?
Every time I hear it. You are. You're a whore. Now you have this amazing little family life and everything, but really? Not to pull your halo down, Charlie.
The Noose.
The Noose.
The Noose is a great fucking song.
The Noose is a great song.
Scott, you go next, man.
Sure.
Yeah, please. Get them wrapped.
We're not going to be able to go on YouTube for this one, but I do have a link on SoundCloud I can send you guys.
Oh, you're going to make it really difficult. Cool.
I'm going to go Nature Kids.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to go Spit Rock.
This is awesome. I know both songs.
Nature Kids.
Do you know that song?
Yeah, love it.
Fuck. I was hoping it wasn't a song you didn't know.
No, Spit Rock. It was. Yeah. You can. Can you get it on YouTube?
Can't you?
I don't think you can.
Really?
We're already on it.
Because Troy has his all his music on there that he threw out like years ago. And I actually tried to message him because I wanted to use their music like we do with Indium and stuff.
Yeah, it is just on SoundCloud.
And I found it on SoundCloud, but then I just found him on Facebook and sent a request. I was going to message him and see if, for Troy, to see if we can, I don't know, maybe use his music sometimes too.
Well, that's cool.
Love it. Yeah, and there's so much good shit that would go perfect with the Indium and all the other stuff that we have, you know. And dude, if anybody out there, you have music, you like Josh, any of you guys want to do some music that we can use for the show, send it to us, man.
Yeah,
justthemike@gmail.com.
And if you have friends of friends that are in bands or produce or do anything, give it to us. Let us get it. Let us put it on our show. Let us.
I want to mix it up because I'm only using a few right now, you know. And I want to mix it up and use new people and do new, you know, different things. I want music to be a bigger part of the show.
Absolutely.
But it has to be legal and right.
Speaking
of
Josh, Josh Keels, if you're out there, buddy, if you're listening this week, hopefully you are, reach out, man. Love to have you on the show. Talk a little bit about what you do and set it up right here, man.
Dude, he can record right here. I could totally set a mic up right there.
That'd be cool as could be, man. If you got some free time, buddy, just let us
know. I do it on Wednesday night. I do it on Friday night.
Happy to help out, man. That works. All right. Well, Charlie needs a song, right? We've done ours.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know Bleed Green?
Bleed Green.
We Bleed Green.
Nature Kids?
Yep.
I know these songs. I just haven't heard them in years.
Okay.
Which is good too.
But I'm good with that because it'll bring me back.
Okay.
You know?
Good. Okay.
The direction it takes you.
I'm going to go with 2012. Koi No Yokan is the name of the album, and it's Deftones.
Nice.
The song's Leathers.
Okay.
It's basically just be your fucking self, be tough as leather, and don't give a fuck what people think.
There you go.
Ooh, I need some of that.
Can I
don't
that?
Be something on the don't be something on the outside that you are on the inside. Be whoever the fuck you want. So I actually had to look the lyrics up today, the meanings and shit, because I just love the fucking song.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me to pick a Deftones song, man, because they're like one of my favorite bands.
That's one.
Yeah.
But, well, you know they're supposed to go on tour again.
Yeah, they're. Oh, I'll be there.
And I'm talking about. I know they're doing the Rockville and all that stuff.
Yeah, we'll go. Yeah. If they come to Florida, we go.
We're talking 2020, new album, new tour, all kinds
of stuff.
We're
doing Black Flag in Melbourne.
Yep.
When is that? When are you guys going to that?
January 21st or 2nd?
I don't know. It's like a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Like January 21st?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. It's Black Flag.
I'll probably miss that one. It'll be cool. But I mean, I'm flying out to New Orleans like the weekend after that to go see
Tool. Well, we can ride. Ben's going to be there. It'll be me, you, Ben.
Sure, Ben will be there. Yeah.
There'll be other people there, I know.
We got tickets for the big Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett show.
Really?
We did get tickets, yep.
Dude, we thought about it, man.
Where's that at?
Camping World Stadium in Orlando.
I bet we could buy tickets still, right?
Kalis had access to a pre-sale. His secret code was Black Hearts, so I'm pretty sure he like joined the Joan Jett and the Black Hearts thing. Let me get that.
Yep.
But he grabbed tickets for us, so.
Nice.
I think it was like $150 for like floor seats for... You know, there's actual seats, which is cool. I was worried it was going to be general admission. I was like, dude, I'm not.
Nah, they won't do
standing
that.
Around out there general fucking admission. And we're really good seats on the aisle because I'm an old guy and I know that if I drink beer, I got to piss and I don't want to fight
I'm
my
on
spot.
The aisle.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
so it works. I think we paid an extra $20 a seat to sit on the aisle. And I was like, that's totally worth it to me.
Yeah,
yeah. Listen, these days if you go to a show like that, you got to do it right. They're just talking to that. Welcome to Rockville in Daytona.
Yeah,
there's one night I'll go. It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
But I'm not going unless it's VIP.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting down there with peons.
Well, the problem is, though, the Deftones play
people
Friday
people with fucking pissy pants.
I'm with you, man.
They're breaking their fucking knees in half and shit. I don't want to deal with that
shit. Well, I was going to be your free help. Like, if you take somebody that's in a wheelchair to, like, Epcot or
your
something.
Your feet will be
you
fine
get to the front
then.
Of every line, you know.
You'll be fine
take
by
me
then.
To.
game.
Black flag. Now I'll bring the crutches.
No, black flag. You get hit. You can swing the crutches at people's fucking.
I'm gonna try to get in there. I'm gonna try to get a little wild.
No, don't go. Don't do that.
What do you think?
Not black flag.
It's gonna make for a good
I'm
show.
Have Rush come over and teach me the shark.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
Tell you right now. The show after that show that we do here, the recording of the Justin Mike's gonna be a great episode.
Yeah. Oh well, I want to get some audio video and that it's gonna.
Well, that you brought up a point that I want to hit real quick.
Yeah.
We had somebody in the group. Ask us about doing video for the podcast.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, do you ever do a live thing
Peter?
Or something?
Peter yeah, Pete Jones. The one who won, he won the gift card.
Pete Jones.
Played on the gift card.
Yeah. And, you know, it's something that we have the capability of now.
We have the technology.
I have all the cameras because we talked about doing this when we were going to do the Season Beef Sports podcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to figure out how to tie it into my mixer properly.
Okay.
So the sound when we go live on Facebook matches the sound. Like I need the audio for Facebook to come through our microphones and not through the sound of the camera itself.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I got to figure that shit out.
Is that Oprah or Queen Latifah?
I don't know. Scott's talking good. About this one.
I think it's Queen.
Hey, I forgot to bring Christmas cookies, bro. We made Christmas cookies and
where's
everything.
Where's my...
I forgot to bring them.
Buckeyes.
Shout out to Rick Franklin, bro. I'm going to bring you some more cookies tomorrow, okay, buddy?
Are those shout all cookies to, that you're giving to Franklin?
Yeah.
Shout out Franklin. To Patty's we'll Buckeyes because sure. Those things are amazing.
Yeah.
Patty, I would love to see your Buckeyes.
Cake pops and Buckeyes this weekend.
I want to eat the Buckeyes.
I think. We'll see what happens.
I love
I'm swinging by. I don't even have the kids. I'm coming over.
I will leave and follow you guys.
It'll be
house.
Sunday evening because we're getting back.
Do you have Buckeyes
morning.
Right now?
No.
Nah, it's got to make them. You want them fresh, dude.
I'll Uber them from there to here.
Fresh Buckeyes, son.
Have them delivered.
If I hired an Uber to your house and you just put a thing of Buckeyes in there and said, come to Scott's house.
I'll throw red velvet cake pops in
I'd
there,
I'd give
too.
The guy a tip.
Give him a tip.
Yeah. I want it in a Tesla. I want my Buckeyes in a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla truck.
God, that thing's ridiculous looking.
Mm-hmm. I am proud of your 7 decorations, though.
You do have a Mrs. Nice. Doubtfire-ish to you with that.
Mm-hmm. Hello! Mm-hmm. Hello! I love that fucking movie,
it's good movie.
You shit on Mrs. Doubtfire.
I love Doubtfire.
Now, before we wrap up, what do we got this weekend? Anybody doing anything good? Anybody doing anything fun, exciting?
I'm going to positive? Stay in a hotel for my daughter's birthday. Nice. We're going to go to Dave & Buster's. And we're going
awesome.
To probably go to Olive Garden because that's our favorite place. Sucks.
I'm sure you already did, but you check the Dave & Buster's hookup on the app.
You know
you
I did.
20 for 40 or 40 for 20, whatever it is.
Yep. We
got
to go
on. Christmas party for our office on Friday night.
Uh-oh.
You got the parade this Saturday.
And
parade's on
Saturday. Yeah.
So I'll probably meet you guys out there somewhere or if you guys are going
to
be around.
I'll be in Orlando. Yeah. I just said it. You weren't listening.
Yeah. I don't listen to you.
Hello.
So in other words,
hello.
Scott's meeting Charlie at the Christmas parade. Got
we'll
it.
Be at the Christmas parade.
No, I just got something as I got here. Keith Giles and a bunch of people are getting together and having a bonfire out at the beach in Sebastian somewhere.
Nice.
Oh, only in Sebastian?
Down there somewhere.
It's only 7 hours.
That's it. Bonfire.
Joe doesn't do anything
Pelican
like
beach
within a mile
Friday?
Of his house.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
It's all like 1,000 here, 1,000 there, 800 here.
Listen,
he doesn't.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be too close.
Oh, well, they're going to have desert runners in Arizona? I'll go.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to get on a flight tomorrow and I'm going to do
bullshit,
that.
You know I'm not running. I don't fucking lie.
Better be up in the morning, Scalzi.
I'll fly out there if it's Tool, but I'm not going to go out there and run. Don't be fucking ridiculous.
Want to go run the bridge this weekend?
I'm going to go walk the bridge.
Hey, shout out. Hey, Saturday morning, 7:15. Let's go do the bridge.
Saturday morning?
Come on.
How about you just knock on my door instead of text me when you're there at
can
the
we,
bridge?
Listen, can we compromise and we'll go do the bridge?
I text you when I wake up,
no.
You lazy motherfucker. Don't lie
you said,
to
you
me.
You text me pictures while you're there, and I'm like, oh, cool.
We went fishing Saturday morning, seriously. Probably like around 9, and I kept telling everybody we passed over the bridge that it was Uncle Charlie. I was like, look, there he is again.
There's
Tim right there.
I did that a couple times.
did you catch anything?
Nah, oh, we had a few bites. We were kind of dicking around. We went out to haul over, and it was kind of crowded out there, so we came back underneath the bridge there by 220.
Yeah.
We had the dog with us and shit, so it was more just for getting out and getting some
there's
fresh
homeless
air,
people up under that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's why I keep an eye on it. Plus the dog,
they're okay, though. Yeah, they're not bad.
Scott's racing sand. Go ahead.
So I was trying to be only one talker of you guys.
There you go.
Letting that go.
Well, only took 22
would you guys
episodes.
Be interested? I know, right? Totally. I'm slowly getting better. Not really. Would you guys
hello!
Be motherfucker. Would you guys be down to do like
nope.
A beach trip on a Saturday?
No.
Sometime? Boomer?
Sounds
stop
terrible.
Boomer. Like do like a beach fishing trip where like we meet up at the Play Linda like 8 or 9, like right by across from
we're
Eddie
not
Creek.
Going to the nude beach with you, mother.
It's Eddie Creek, man. And Well, fish, I bring all the fishing gear, and you guys just bring the kids and, like, food and drink and shit.
We got tons of fishing
gear. Because during the wintertime out there, usually the whiting are running good. You get some pompano. They could probably run. It's good time. Sometimes there's some Spanish mackerel out there. And it could be fun. It could be a fun time fishing with the kids out there.
The boys would love it, yeah, for sure.
Like, I mean, my kids love it every time we go.
Yeah, I'd be down.
We got a ton of gear and
shit. We used to do that all the time, and now I just don't do it often anymore. And I've got all the gear for it.
Play Linda will just go out there and collect seashells.
Yeah.
They love kids run around.
I go out and swim, too, but.
Yeah, I'm not in the wintertime.
Naked.
Yeah.
Freak. Out there naked.
You're a freak.
Little bobbers.
You're a freak. Dude, when did you get that lightsaber?
You like that lightsaber, don't you? It's a fucking Disney.
When did you get that? I'll buy it from him.
No, why?
Is it a Black Series? No, it's not a Black.
Fuck
never
yeah,
mind.
It is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's fucking made of Crodium fucking Boskar or whatever. Not even
dude, the Mandalorian, dude.
Oh, my God. Another good episode.
It's not Boba Fett.
I can't.
It's not Boba Fett.
I can't stop watching
it's
this.
Not Boba Fett.
I got you.
Everybody's. There's no way they're going to. There's no way, dude. There's no way. There's no way.
I feel like it was a filler episode. I'm not hating. I loved it.
Oh, dude.
But it's a setup episode.
Dude, it had all of the A New Hope in it. It had Tatooine. It had the cantina. It had fucking everything in it.
It was super cool. I loved every bit of it.
The droids from episode one. Yeah. It was fucking so cool.
The sniper.
That Tusken Raider sand people is fucking badass.
Yeah, for those of you who aren't nerds, it was still a pretty good fucking episode. Like, all these Tusken things, I don't know what that means.
No, it just has all the throwback shit from the original trilogy. You are a fucking nerd, you're fucking blowing nerd loads all over that shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's so good.
Nerd
so
loads.
Good on Apple, have y'all seen
there was Dubacks in it? I'm sorry.
Apple TV. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it.
I totally just went crazy.
No, do your thing.
That's all right.
Have you seen C on Apple TV?
Have I seen what? Hello!
Fucker. Who's Aquaman? Jason, whatever his name.
Oh, Momoa.
Dude, it's a straight up like old, like back in the day type of setting to where caveman-ish kind of thing where he's this badass blind freaking witch warrior dude.
He's
witch
blind?
Warrior?
It's the best fighting
a blind
scene
witch warrior?
Yeah, it's the baddest shit I've ever, like me and Jared are watching it right now. It's so good.
Did you see the viral video of him on stage with Phil from Pantera singing This Love?
No.
The last Slayer show ever?
No,
in L.A. It's amazing. Awesome. Him and his son are up there, just singing.
Post
Pantera.
The link of it in the show. Or
yeah, I will. Yeah. I will.
Dude, Jason Momoa. I mean, I know all the chicks are fucking all about him, dude. But you ever remember that video thing?
I'm all about him.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Fucking beautiful.
That? That's why you're running. You're gonna pretty much look like him by
Sylvester
the end.
Stallone's ass.
Well, easy now.
Easy. One. John Rambo ain't getting any. Exactly.
Remember they had the hatchet thing where they're fighting the hatchets. I was
Last Blood.
John Rambo will beat his ass.
Well, no, Jason Momoa, the thing about him with like his life and his kids. Remember that little video that went around a few years back? Did you ever see that?
No, I don't think I have.
Just about him like raising his kids. He's married to, what's her name? Fucking Lisa Bonet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just have these like feral, crazy children. He's all about it. And she's like climbing rocks and mountains. And
that's awesome. You
know, it was pretty fucking cool, man. I'm not going to lie.
She's a hippie dippy.
Yeah, she's definitely a hippie.
She's beautiful, man.
Yeah, she is. But he's a fucking hippie.
She's
too,
in one of my favorite movies of all time, man. High Fidelity.
Wow.
I love that fucking movie, man. I think that's Jack Black's coming out party. You ever seen that movie, John Cusack?
Yep. Were they...
Where the record store?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking... It's a Cosby sweat out. Yeah, it's a great fucking movie.
I need to watch that again. It's been a while.
Yeah, oh, it's good.
I need a pressure on that.
It's a good movie, man.
There it is.
So right. What's up? Are we
blast,
done?
Man.
Well, let's... I know you guys want to troll me at your shit. I know what you guys are doing.
What do you mean?
The book thing. I do want to touch.
We definitely need to talk about that now.
There's a book thing? What is it?
Let's go over it. Let's review. Lauren Osborne Books Charity.
All right. Well, we did that.
Scott, are we not going to? You're not going to.
You
5 minutes ago, you were supporting.
You guys
us.
Are so in my head right now. I don't know what we're doing.
But,
like, I don't know if we're supposed to be hating
but
us.
Me and Joe are sitting here. Me and Joe are sitting here. Me and Joe are sitting here trying to get this charity going, and you want to joke about it and eat wrap snacks.
Exactly.
Let's get it going, man. Tell us a little bit about it.
As you
it.
Guys
Go.
Know, we did talk to Lauren last night. We spent about 30 minutes on there. And
we,
I knew we were going to at least do an hour and a half tonight.
Yeah.
Because we're amped and we're ready to do this.
We're jacked.
So oh, yeah.
I made
oh,
yeah. it its own episode because I felt like it was worth it. And I wanted to like use that little 30-minute clip to share to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Pretty much, and everybody who listens to the episode will hear that.
Let's get it going.
Is for every like $1,000 that people spend on books, or let's say it's $100, whatever it is,
come on.
We get 50% of that. So we get $500 to be able to spend on books that we can, brand new books that we can choose what we want to buy
get
and have
some.
Them sent. To me, and then I can distribute them through a couple different ways.
Selling the books.
Is we have Infinite Mushroom here in town.
Nice.
I can drop them off. We can put like Adjust, you know, a free through Usborne Books and Adjust the Mic kind of
thing. Usborne Books or Usborne?
It's Usborn.
Like born in the United States.
Okay.
Yeah. Usborne.
And
get some.
Lauren's been doing that for a while.
Long time.
Nice.
And it's pretty awesome. Like,
yeah,
the
is.
Type of books, like, someone in our office was asking us, Jessica, and she was, there's certain kind of AR books that are for advanced reading or whatever. It mm-hmm. can get you extra credit in your classes and whatnot.
Chapter books and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can get those through Usborne Books. And they have a ton of them. And they have just all these different kinds of stuff, graphic novels. They have everything from, like, little kids learning to read all the way up to, you know, young adult.
Nice.
Graphic novels and all
well,
that.
Well, I know we're breaking some balls talking some shit, but no, it's a cool thing. I'll definitely, for sure, go on there, get a little few things for the kids so we can help with the donations and see what we can do to help out, man.
What we want to do with it, like we want to hang our hat on something here that we can kind of do, and this is going to be a year-round thing where we can call Lauren and see where we're at, you know, when we get to certain, you know, marks and stuff, we can kind of choose, then we can kind of even on air if we want, choose what books we're going to get, and... When they come to me, we can, you know, like I said, I'll have different locations to drop them off at for kids to be able to come in and get. And they'll be with me. So if any of you that are listening to the show know somebody or somebody who knows somebody who is in need of anything, whether it's educational stuff for your home, anything that has to do with, you know, reading in any way, reach out to me and we can cherry pick those books for you. And make sure that you get what you need.
Now, I got a question on the books, and I wish I'd been talked to Lauren about this, and I need to.
Uh-huh.
Like an IEP, like stuff like that. Do they have books for stuff like that? And kids with any kind of disabilities and stuff like...
Her son had a speech issue, she was telling me, on the last episode, mm-hmm. and his attention span wasn't there.
Okay.
And there's certain books, like they had these flashlight books, like when you open it up, and it's like a dinosaur book, and you put a flashlight underneath the book, and it'll shine through,
yeah,
and you
awesome.
Can find things, like, on the page that'll pop up with the light.
See, and that's the type of books we need to
interactive,
find, you know,
absolutely,
fun,
yeah. I agree
read,
with that.
All that, and that's pretty much what Usborne is all about, like, is these interactive, informative books that will, you know, advance your kids' perspectives in learning. Curves.
Yeah, it's getting them into reading, man. It's a big
100%. And education, I mean, what better thing can you get behind? You know, and for us, I think that's just a match made in heaven. We've all known Lauren forever.
Yeah,
you
know,
Tonto's been on our show a few times. He'll be on here again.
I can't wait.
And, you know, it's just kind of a perfect thing. So it's,
Lauren, too. Lauren needs to come on, too. Both of them together.
And we need to get all the kids together. I mean, they go to Disney all the time.
I don't know who's responsible for getting them together. Oh, it was me. I'm responsible for your children. Thank you. You're welcome, guys.
There you go.
You're fucking welcome.
Buy Charlie a book.
Buy me a book because I'm responsible for this.
I get a pop-up book about.
Hey, how did we meet each other? Well, it started with Charlie. I want to fucking
tell
book.
The story. I don't even know this fully.
I don't either.
I knew when they got together.
I introduced them.
Yeah,
and they ended up just it wasn't me at all. That Tonto is one of my good friends, one of my best friends, and I love Lauren, and she was one of my good friends, and they just introduced because we all hung out one night. I had nothing to do with it. They just met and sparks and clashed, and it happened.
I knew Lauren through Jared. You know,
I introduced them.
That's awesome.
But I had nothing to do with what they have, man. They got that on their own. They just clicked right out the get, man.
Yeah.
You could see it, you know.
Well, weren't they playing like World of Warcraft? Like they were both like advanced level geniuses on there after a little while.
I've heard
some of the stories, and it's kind of cool, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, there you go.
Shout out to Tonto and Lauren. Love y'all.
I think it's awesome, but there's a lot more to be said, and I'm missing things that she could add to this.
Absolutely, and last night's episode was worth a listen. A lot of this stuff was definitely covered, and it gives us some more detail about it.
The big thing that was kind of cool, too, it looks like we're going to have adjustthemic@gmail.com, which is attached to my PayPal. If you don't want to buy a book, but you want to donate money, you could donate money to my PayPal. It goes directly. I then send that to Lauren.
You don't buy more Funko Pops?
I might buy a couple, but...
Yeah.
Need to see receipts.
Yeah, exactly. don't know where my money's going.
I don't trust this fucking guy.
My scam's gone.
Maybe he'll buy more Christmas decorations with the money.
Oh my God. Maybe he'll go up to a 3-foot tree next time.
The skill of a fucking tilted
Joe,
poinsettia.
Cutting that out, Joe.
Maybe you'll get a full size tree.
No, we're not even going to do that. We're just going to 3-footer.
Like, let's say someone donates $40, right?
Okay.
I can use that $40, give that to Lauren, and it gives us $60 worth of books.
And you can take 20 of it and buy another snack-sized tree.
Boom. Exactly.
Snack-sized tree.
Exactly.
That's or a leaning poinsettia.
It's fun-sized, Charlie.
Yeah.
Fun-sized.
It's Allie's tree, man.
So here's the other thing with that. I like the idea. It's something that's going to take a little time, I think, to build up some money in there and do some things. In the meantime, I want to like see if maybe we can get something together for like an immediate family. Kind of like we did with Thanksgiving.
Oh, I mean, I think this shouldn't be the only thing that we do ever, but this is going to be something that's a year-round thing. So there'll be like a running tally here and there whenever I can get books in.
Right.
I'd like to see how we could do this because there's a lot of potential here.
Yeah.
And for next year, like there's some potential tie-ins potentially that where we can get this to a really good source.
You're saying a lot of potentials potentially.
Sure. But I'm confident.
But the potentials of the potentially could potentially work.
Optimistic Scott over here.
Phenomenal.
Trying to do a win-win situation over here.
It's when me and Joe together, we're so fucking negative.
You guys are my, like,
brings the positive out of you.
It does.
No, I'm fighting to bring it out, and now I got the freaking dark side. Dude, me and Charlie, like, we were like fluffy bunnies pouncing around talking all this positivity. And Joe, since you've gotten here, it's like my life is turning back into the chaos.
Well, I remember when I came in, you guys were crocheting and making out, and I was like, no, this isn't going to fucking work.
We still do that.
Well, I know, but
we just do that in our own text message.
For anybody out there listening, man, I want to, like, buy a kid a fucking bike or some shit for Christmas or
100%.
Do whatever. So if you guys are out there, shoot me something.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Like,
private message.
We have a Toys for Tots box in our office.
Nice.
Yep, not if the kid's an asshole, though.
Yeah, and you got to, like, not be a dickhead parent. Like, you know, if you're, like, a piece of shit and you're on dope and stuff, I'm not going to help that. I don't want to do that. But,
Man,
you know, people work hard, man. Two jobs, still trying to make ends
meet. And if the kid's on dope, I won't buy the kid anything either.
Right, maybe some dope.
Maybe we'll give him a leading poinsettia.
Right, that's going to be up for sale.
All right, dark side.
We can auction off the poinsettia.
Or fucking Frodo Baggins tree. God. You got to have hairy feet to stand under. Stupid fucking tree.
It's amazing.
So, go out, buy some books, donate some money so we can kind of do that, and we'll report. And, dude, if anybody, like, really goes all out, I'll take care of them as well. We'll figure something out.
Anybody needs something, man, just hit me up. Let me know.
Yeah,
I'll do
definitely.
What I can. We'll put
hit up Scott and Joe, please.
Yeah, I've already put about 50 in there.
I haven't done anything.
I've only bought a few so far.
But
I'm going to buy you a tree.
All my family that listens to this, you better buy a bunch of books.
What I'm going to do is if Charlie wins the football league, I'm just going to take all of his winnings and make a donation.
There you go.
Instead of paying him out.
That's not going to happen.
So, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
Fantasy football. Are you still in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You both still in it?
I just lost out this week. Lost
you
to
just
Chad.
Lost?
I beat him last week to get in, and then I lost to him this
Chad's
week.
Chad's got a good team, though.
Yeah, I'm playing Russ. Fuck you,
Russ.
Yep.
So, Chad.
Chad, Russ.
Russ.
Chad, Ben.
Chad, Ben.
Oh, Chad, Ben.
Me,
yeah.
Russ.
Nice.
Chad,
Ben, Charlie, Russ.
Me,
yeah.
Russ.
That's a fucking great Final Four.
Oh, I know.
I got to beat Russ, man.
See, this is the kind of shit that keeps us putting up with this shit next year. It's like, oh, my God, it's actually a good ending.
This is a good ending. Yeah. Like, that's
who's
perfect.
In our, the other league?
I just beat Mike.
Did you?
Okay.
Fernandez?
Yep.
Good.
Now I'm going against Jared.
Oh, my God.
Me and Jared, winner of us goes to the finals. Jared, congratulations officially on your win.
How have you guys not been fucking with each other?
Oh, well, dude,
it's been bad.
All day at work today, it's like, are you going to start Aaron Rodgers with as bad as he's been playing all year?
I'm texting him right now.
Like,
hold on.
Like Aaron Rodgers playing the Bears. Chad, I need you to reach out to me. Do I play Aaron Rodgers against your Bears?
By 30 points.
Do I do that? Yes or no?
With the way things are playing out right now, I think you do.
Mike Evans just went down for the year for me. But I got Slayton, and he's going against Miami.
Okay.
So that could be beneficial.
I just texted.
Oh, man.
Congrats.
No, thank you. Thank you, sir. But me and Jared have a big matchup, and then Chase in our office is going against Ethan. Who won last year.
Those are probably the two best teams.
And they're cousins.
Those are probably the best teams.
I had the best team until I traded.
Yeah, you guys cheated.
And now
well, you guys ended
Jared.
Up, you guys worked it out. You cheated your way to the top.
We did.
That's good.
It worked out really well.
Yeah, one of you will be in the finals.
So and you're on a 9-game winning streak?
Nine? Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that.
I guarantee you'll get the 10 because I have a 9-game winning streak.
No, I'll lose.
I've won 9 games in a row as well.
Did you really?
I changed my when I traded for Christian Kirk, I changed my name to the Captain Kirks, and I haven't lost since.
Oh, God.
Really? I didn't know that.
9 games I'm going into.
I'm still so mad you guys talked me into playing.
I will not be
to
10 because Jared's going to win that one.
Yeah, congrats, Jared.
Yeah, it's a good thing I lost when I did because my entire team is fucking hurt now. So
shout out to Migos Wrap Snacks.
Damn right.
Shout out to Migos. I'm still eating them.
Shout out.
Amazing, obviously, dude. They're good.
Yeah, they're fucking
shout
good.
Out to
shout
Miss,
out to my bathroom
shout
door
out to
because
Miss,
someone's stuck in there again.
Shout out to Miss Doubtfire. Hello.
A big time shout out to Miss Doubtfire, even though I hate her kind of a little bit. Shout out to your legs, Charlie.
Shout out to my legs. Look at these white. This, dude.
Dude, your ring, your wedding ring, is it slippery? Is it sliding off?
Yeah,
it's
falls
gotta
off.
Be coming off. Yeah.
Oh, look
yeah.
at this.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. Damn. You need to tighten your gold, man.
Man, you gotta get tightened up.
I'm stuck now, man. I'm plateauing a little bit. So
you can be one of those guys that has to wear your wedding ring on your.
Is that
fucking
a flex
chain.
Fit small shirt you're wearing?
No, oh, nice. I'll never
it's
be in
dry
a small
fit.
Shirt.
Dry fit. I said
it's dry fit.
But
it's,
listen,
so
like I said earlier, you guys are talking shit, but I am off my blood pressure
dude,
medication.
Dude, that's fucking fantastic.
Dude, yeah,
I'm
that's a
about
huge
that.
Of all the shit
amazing
we're talking
thing.
About, that's
so that motivates me even fucking more. So whatever, I'm gonna eat.
So when we're talking
pies.
About him, we can be positive. It's not anything else. Positive to you and your
right, yeah, yeah.
accomplishment there.
Positive to your journey. Plus, you know, give him 6 months, he'll gain it all back.
All
be
back.
Fun again.
All back.
That's true.
And probably start a nasty drug habit.
Might as well.
Yeah.
I'll be leaning like that poinsettia.
I don't got any poinsettias, dude.
Hired that Christmas
it's a,
tree
it's
over
a
there.
It's a leaning poinsettia, it looks
yeah,
like.
Just whatever that thing is, yeah. What is it? Yeah.
Whatever.
Eat a wrap snack.
Eat a wrap snack. All done.
All right.
Good times, man. Let's wrap this thing up. Get these kids home.
Thank you, Lauren.
Everybody's been quiet.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren.
Yeah, you
did good. Love
friends.
You.
Take care.
Shut bye, up, guys. Nick.
Thanks, Charlie, for getting you guys together. Bye.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. Screaming from the top of her lungs, this all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. Saying you're gonna be alright.
That shit's killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!